It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guests today are Don Schlopman and also Joe Pesek with the Sanborn Veterans Park. We're going to talk about that today. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Nice to have you with us today. Let's talk a little bit about this Sanborn Veterans Park. I know you had a groundbreaking ceremony in the fall, but we're here to tell people a little more about the focus and how it kind of got started.
A year ago last December at a Eccleston Sanborn American Legion meeting in Valley City here. And James Strong, our adjutant, brought this up that his family had a plot of land in Sanborn that he thought would be nice to donate for some sort of a veterans park. Jim said that he really didn't want to spearhead a project. He said that he would like to see it done. And about 3 months later, I give him a call and I said, I think I agree that something has to be done. It would be nice to have this. So we started out a little slow and finally got a committee together and things start rolling after that. You get people talking, it just kind of comes together, and that's the way it happens.
Well, it's obviously pretty near and dear to you, Joe. Joe, talk a little bit about your service.
Okay, I was drafted in 1972 in October. I often think I was the last one in the county to be drafted. I've never run across anybody after me. So ended up staying in the States, 2nd Armored Division at Fort Hood, Texas. I was married at the time, had a child. It was an experience. I think a lot about it over the years, and the older you get, you think, yeah, I guess I did do a little something. And so 2 years, and I was out of the service at that time.
Okay, so then you came back home, huh?
Yeah, I ended up being when I went into Fort Hood, they said, what kind of job do you want? And I said, I want one just like yours, talking to the clerk. He said, can you type? I said, I sure can. So he spun me around there. I typed a few letters. He said, you start here tomorrow morning. So that's the extent of what I did in the service.
That's great. Don Schlopman, let's talk a little bit about your years of service in the U.S. Army.
I mean, I was a freshman in college in 1968, and I just wasn't sure exactly what I wanted in life, where I was headed, what kind of a profession. And so out of the unsureness, I also thought, history is kind of passing me by here with the Vietnam conflict at the time was what it was termed. And I volunteered for the draft because I had no desire maybe to stay 3 years or so. And it was a family tradition, brother-in-laws, uncles, cousins, all the way back to the 1700s in this country on one side of my family. We didn't miss any that I know of that you can research. So it was just something I needed to do, and I was pretty sure that there wasn't anybody that wanted to shoot me for any reason. So I thought, being 19 and bulletproof, I ended up in the 101st Airborne Division serving in Vietnam, 68 and 9. I was fortunate. I came back in the same physical condition I went over. And before I got there, I had friends that were killed there. I had friends from this town, and I had friends that were maimed. My fortune, I came back in one piece.
Well, we thank you for serving our country, Don and Joe. Very much appreciated.
You're welcome. I think that's part of my, participation. For some reason, the older I got, the more proud of my service I became and more active about it. And I was proud of my family that we weren't necessarily just flag wavers, but flag carriers.
There you go.
Most of the men in my family history have a uniform in their closet.
That's great. Thanks for sharing those stories, for sure. That kind of gives you the reason and the passion behind these gentlemen and the others as far as why they wanted to go forward with the Sanborn Veterans Park. Now, let's talk a little bit about people who want to donate, whether it's individuals or businesses, Joe. How can people go about that?
The way the park is set up, we are going to have monuments for each branch of service. And if someone wants to have their name etched in these black granite monuments for a veteran who wants their name in, their family wants one of their names in there, of their loved ones, the cost is $100 per name. And that money goes directly into the monument fund and for the engraving. Now, of course, we need other donations to build the park. In that case, we do have flyers that we're going to be passing out. It shows on there where a business or individual can make a donation. If you make a donation of $1,000 or more, your name will be inscribed in the backrest of one of these black granite benches that we hope to have in there. So there's a recognition also going to be in the park for the people that help build it. And the ones that give different denominations, they'll be displayed appropriately in the park. So it's a little bit of a project that we got going, but everybody that I've talked to has been so on board with it.
A lot of excitement behind it.
I'm retired from farming. My crop insurance guy, Ed Didier, has been my crop insurance guy as long as I farmed. And I mentioned to him, I said, I think we're going to work on building a veterans park in Sanborn. He says, where do I donate?
Wow.
That's his first words. He's got four brothers that are veterans and a family history of a lot of veterans. And I banked at Bank Forward. I was talking with Sean Vockel one day and said to Sean, I said, we're going to build a veterans park. And about 2 days later, he gives me a call and says, you know, we want to be involved from this from the start. So you're probably going to know ahead of time that these folks had each donated $5,000 to our park before we even started our campaign for fundraising. That was just word of mouth, and we're very appreciative of those folks for doing what they did. I just wanted to get that word out, word of thanks out to them folks. So
now, if people want more information, they want to donate, how can they get a hold of you, Joe?
Okay, on the bottom of our flyers, there's some contact numbers and names. My name will be on there with my phone number, cell 490-0226. Also would be Wayne Becker. He's a member of our committee, our treasurer. His will be 320-7709. And his wife, Connie, who is our secretary, her number is 490-1905. Once again, it'll be on the flyers. And okay. If we leave this with you, if somebody happens to call into KOVC, they'll have it right there, and we'd very much appreciate that you pass that along.
We will do that on newsdakota.com and get the word out, that's for sure, Joe. One thing we forgot to mention, and that is what veterans qualify from what areas? How far are you going or encompassing with the Sanborn Veterans Park?
When we decided to go forward with this and decided it's open to all veterans, so that means anyone who wants to join us, they're more than welcome. So there's a large area of a big footprint of veterans in this immediate area of probably 15-mile radius of Sanborn, you know. Mm-hmm. It is open to all veterans, of no matter which service you were in.
You just don't want to limit it to a 10-mile radius. It's open to all veterans. Don?
In my case, I have some uncles that were born and raised in that McHenry-Gray City area, lived their lives in Jamestown, Fargo, went to college down here in Valley City. Some went farming, some went teaching. I intend to have them on that wall, our granite slab, because they served in the Army Air Corps, the Navy, the Army. There's some Marines out there. That's part of my history, part of this community's history, just going back to through Korea and World War II. And they're a part of me and a part of why I did what I did.
Absolutely. Joe?
In my case, also, I have seven uncles that were veterans, and one of them only remained in North Dakota. They all were Oregon, Nebraska, so ranging from World War II, Korea, Vietnam. They'll all be on there one way or the other. They'll be on there. Like Don said, think about their families back, and it's really a tribute to put some of the ancestry on there. So mm-hmm. That's the way I look at it.
Very good. Thanks again, gentlemen, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, yep. You bet. Thanks. Joe Peschick and Don Schnultman are guests on our Voice of the Valley.